afternoon, brothers and sisters.
下午好, 弟兄姐妹.
Please turn with me, if you could, to the book of Joshua.
请翻到约书亚记.
We're going to begin with one verse in the book of Joshua, chapter 4.
我们翻到约书亚记第四章的一节.
This was a verse that the Lord put on my heart
when I was preparing for a conference in October, and I was so struck because it was so personal.
那这一节是我过去十月份在准备一次特会信息里边神放在我的一句话，这句话对我这个印象很深。
We'll just read it to begin.
我们就是开始来读这一节圣经。
Joshua chapter 4,
约书亚记第四章,
verse 4,
第四节。
So Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, Cross again to the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the numbers of the tribes of the sons of Israel. Let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, saying, What do these stones mean to you?
第四节。 于是约书亚将他从以色列人中所预备那十二个人，每支派一人都招了来，对他们说：“你们下约旦河中，过耶和华你们神的约柜前头，按着以色列人十二支派的数目，每人取一块石头扛在肩上。这些石头在你们中间可以作为证据。以后你们的子孙问你们说：这石头是什么意思？”
And so I don't know if it's in the Chinese translation, but in the English, the question at the end asks, What do these stones mean to you?
那在英文里边的意思是说，这些石头对你们来说是什么意思？
And then we'll turn to the book of Luke.
翻到路加福音。
Luke chapter 9,
路加福音第九章,
verses 18 to 20.
从18到20节。
Luke chapter 9, verses 18 through 20.
路加福音第九章18到20节。
And it came about that while he was praying alone, the disciples were with him. And he questioned them, saying, Who do the multitudes say that I am? And they answered and said, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others, that one of the prophets of old has risen again. And he said to them, But who do you say that I am?
耶稣自己祷告的时候，门徒也同在那里。耶稣问他们说：“众人说我是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，还有人说是古时的一个先知又活了。”And
he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?"
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”First
John,
约翰一书,
Chapter 1.
第一章,
Verse 1.
第一节,
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
约翰一书第一章第一节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经彰显出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现在与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we come before you this afternoon. We pray, Lord, that you might be our head.
主我们下午来到你面前,
Lord, we ask that you would make your words alive to us. Lord, you could breathe life into our hearts. Lord, we pray that we might have a testimony that is able to say what you mean to us. We worship you, Lord. And we pray that you would have all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So brothers and sisters, it's good to be here with you.
弟兄姐妹,
I always feel at home when I'm with you, but I feel a little less home speaking at a conference when I'm with you.
每次来到特会当中就觉得像在家一样，但是每次要讲到的时候，觉得就不像那么有在家的感觉了。
When the brothers asked me to share, they asked me with a specific charge, and that was, could I focus on something that was more perhaps down to earth?
那当弟兄问我来讲道的时候，就给我一个一点要求，就是说我讲的要。
That's of course not to say that Brother Sun or Brother Dana are not down to earth. But I was happy to take that to heart. As I mentioned, the verse that I started with was a verse that the Lord put on my heart several months ago.
那我们最一开始读那段圣经是几个月以前。
We remember that the Lord led the people of God for such a long distance, and when they finally came to the end, and the Jordan River opened, and they walked across, the Lord gave them instruction, take a stone for each tribe and plant it here in this city, Gilgal.
那就是那段，就是背景，就是神带领以色列人走了很长一段路，来到约旦河前，把约旦河分开，过了之后让 每一个支派里边，一个人出来到河里边取一块石头，拿到岸上，然后在基甲那个城市城的面前来搭起来。And
he instructed them that in the future, in years to come, your children will come and ask you, what did these stones mean?
那然后再教导他们，在将来的时候，你们的子孙看到这。 一圈的石头问这是对你们来说这是什么意思?
And if he asked, what do these stones mean? Certainly we could have come forward and given the history of God's people.
当他们问这是什么意思的时候，我们当然可以给很长的一段历史的故事。
But the Lord asked them, what do these stones mean to you?
但是主问，就是主跟他们说。 这块石头对你们来说有什么意义?
It was a very personal question. And when in the future years our children come and ask us,
当将来我们的子孙孩子们来到我面前问我们这样的问题,
Dad, what do these things mean to you?
老爸, 这个东西是什么意思?
Brothers and sisters, do we know what we will say?
那弟兄姐妹，我们知不知道我们的回复应该是怎么来回答?
Or may I ask it differently?
或者我换一个一种说法来问。Have
we been able to communicate that to our children?
我们能不能把这件事情来传达给我们的孩子，下一代？
Have we been able to communicate these most precious things that the Lord has entrusted to us?
我们能不能把这些神所托付给我们宝贵这些东西来传递下去?
It is easy to go through history. And
it
is certainly easy to give tradition.
然后讲到这个传统东西呢，绝对是很简单的东西。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姐妹们,
what is the testimony that we can bear to our children?
但是我们的见证在哪里?
What do we answer them when they ask us, what is he to you?
当他们问我们，这是对你来说，这是什么，有什么意义，我们怎么来回答?
Now, a number of years, I remembered listening to our brother Dana speaking at a conference, and he was talking about how Brother Kong was speaking in the morning, and Brother Lance was speaking in the evening, and he was said it was like a sandwich, and he was in the afternoon, and he said he was like American cheese.
我记得这个有一次，我记得康东弟兄在特会里边，他讲他自己一点的经历，说有他一次在特会里边。 上午是江弟兄来讲，晚上是兰培德弟兄来讲，他是下午来讲，他讲的他被夹在中间，他觉得像美国那个奶酪一样给夹在中间里面就。
My favorite type of sandwich is peanut butter and jelly.
我最喜欢吃的三明治是这个花生还有这个酱混在一起那种的。
So, I thought perhaps on this topic of what does he mean to you, it might be something that is enjoyable to us.
那我们就是说对你来说有什么意义这个问题，我就想就是用一种比较能够可以接受的方法来分享。
But I have to say that as I was preparing, the Lord put a little bit of hot sauce in the middle of it.
那当我讲准备的时候，神就放一点那个辣椒酱放在里。
But I'll warn you before it comes.
那我来之前我会提醒你。
When I was in college, I had a poster.
在大学的时候，我看到一个海报。
And the poster had all these names of the Lord.
那海报上面就是印着主的主的各样的名字。
The names were wonderful.
他的名字是奇妙。
And some were real to me at the time.
有的时候他对我来说
and others were not yet real to me.
有对我来说有的是很真实，有的对我来说不是那么真实。
But through the years they became real to me.
但是这么多年过来，他们都变成对我来说都很真实。
There were names like Comforter.
比如说他是保惠师。
Shepherd.
我们的牧者。
Ancient of Days.
他是亘古那一位。
There were great names.
都是很伟大的名字。
These names that the Lord has, and when he looked through the Bible, he has many names written by many brothers and sisters. They were all real to them when they wrote about them.
当圣经里边很多的作者来写主的名字的时候，他们都是他们自己经历，对他们来说，那些名字对他们都是很真实。
And I thought by the Lord's grace, perhaps in these three afternoons, we could consider some of the names of the Lord together.
那我在想，这三个下午我们可以来思考主的一些的名字。
And how they became real to the Lord's people.
那然后这些名字如何对属主的人变成很真实的东西
？Why are these so important?
为什么这些这么重要
？It's because, brothers and sisters, the Lord is after something.
那是因为主在寻找一些的东西。
He's after a people.Who chase after his testimony.
他是在找那一批人，那这批人他愿意来追求主。
But the Lord's testimony cannot be built upon things that are artificial.
主的见证不能建立在一些很表面上的一些的东西。
It cannot be founded on traditions.
也不能建立在传统上。
Or culture.
或者建立在文化上
or teachings.
或者在一些教导上
testimony speaks of what is real.
见证乃是说到一些真实的东西
it speaks of what is authentic.
那讲到一些正宗的东西
as an example, when we are called to give a testimony in court.
比如说我们在法庭里边我们要做一个证人
it is a first-hand personal testimony.
那是一个主观的一个个人的一个见证。
We can't tell the judge or the jury that I heard from someone else that this was true.
我们不能在法庭里面不能跟法官或者陪审团人说，这我听了别人这么说。
And it's important in these days, brothers and sisters, that the testimony come from what is true to us.
那现在在我们这个日子，我们的见证要。真实的从我们个人的真实的里面来出来。
And it is important for our children to see that there is something that we believe in.
也很重要的让我们的孩子看到我们所信靠的。
That is real and authentic.
那是一个真实的一个东西。
Not just outward.
不仅是外表的一些东西。
That there is something true inside.
就是在我们里边是有那个真正。
That has been worth.Chasing after,
值得我们去追求的
and giving our life for,
把我们的生命也都放在这个里边
Outward things, brothers and sisters, have a form.
那外边的东西都有一个形状
and a shape,
一个形状
But brothers and sisters, without inward truth, outward things can be dangerous.
但是如果里边没有真实的东西的话，那这个外表的东西就可能会很危险。
And I worry because for man, it's so easy to depend on outward things.
因为对人来说很容易就是靠外表的一些的东西。
In recent years, I think it's true for many of us that We want for our children to know that there is something real that we believe in that has been worth giving our life for.
那最近一些年我们觉得我们有这个负担就是在我们的孩子的身上我们可以给他做一个见证我们所相信的是一个很真实的一个东西。
So, let's begin looking at some of these names and how they became alive to people.
那我们来看一些这些的名字然后这些怎么能够成为一个真正活的一个东西。
Today we're going to share about John.
那今天我们来看约翰福音。
Now, old John outlived all of his contemporaries.
那约翰他是活过了他所有的同龄的人。
He began to be able to see the beginning of the house of God, and I'm sure because knowing the recidivist, the fallen nature of man, he began to see the decline as well.
那他可以看到教会的的起始，但是他也看到因为人的堕落，也看到教会的慢慢的衰败。
See people, we as people, we're myth makers.
那你看我们人都是喜欢做这个做这奥妙的东西。
We love to create legends.
我们愿意来写些的这个传记的这种东西。
And we hold on to those.
然后我们就抓这些东西我们抓得很紧。
And generation after generation.
那一代一代这样下去。
What was once real becomes tradition.
曾经是真实的后来就变成一个传统。
What was once alive becomes a doctrine.
曾经是活的那现在变成一个教导。
And John began to see this.
那约翰他开始看到这一点。
And so John wrote books.
约翰开始写一些的书。
The Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
First, Second, Third John.
约翰一二三书。
The Revelation.
然后还有启示录。
And brothers and sisters, in these books, he wanted to bring us back.
那弟兄姐妹们在这些书卷里面他希望把我们带回到起初
bring us back to find something real
来回到起初那些的真实的光景里面
first hand and authentic
我们主观的一手的经历
and we find that John loved names
我们也看到约翰他喜欢名字
and titles
还有这个抬头
he started his gospel by saying in the beginning was the word
那他的福音一开始就是说起初太初有道。
He wouldn't even call himself by his own name.
那他自己都不称呼他自己的名字。
He called himself the one whom Jesus loved.
他自己称他自己说他那是主所爱的那一位。
He recorded when the Lord first met Peter, Cephas.
那他记载到主第一次见到彼得西法的时候。
And the Lord changed his name.
主改了他的名字。
John saw all these things.
那约翰看到这些。
And he listed many names of the Lord.
然后他就写到主，他就记载到主很多的名字。
And we remember at the end of the Lord's life.
我们记得在主的生命的最后末了的时候。
John was there.
约翰在那里。
Looking at his Lord.
看，抬头看他的主。
And when the Lord's life was given up for us.
当主的生命为我们来舍掉。
And the soldier took the spear and thrust it into the Lord's side.
那个兵拿那个枪来穿了主的肋旁。
John said, I was an eyewitness to this.
约翰说，我是这一幕的一个见证人。
I saw it with my own eyes.
我用我亲眼看到这一幕。
And so he wrote these books.
所以他写了这些的书。
Come back.
回归吧。
We need to have a first generation real look at the Lord Jesus.
我们要有那第一代主观的亲自经历主真实的经历。
And we must be able to answer, what does he mean to you?
我们必须要回答这个问题，这些对你们来说，对你来说有什么意义？
When testimony becomes switched into tradition,
当见证变成一个传统，
it not only is not helpful to the Lord,
不仅对主一点帮助也没有。
It actually begins to damage.
它反而成了一个破损。
What becomes fake begins to enter in.
变成一个虚假的东西就进来。
And we forget who he is.
我们就忘了我们的主是谁。
And our children.
我们的孩子们。
You know, children are remarkable.
这孩子们很这个不得了的。
They can recognize what is true.
他们可以觉察出什么是真实的。
They can tell when we love them.
他们可以觉察出我们真实是爱他们。
They can tell when we care about them.
我们他也可以，他们也可以知道我们来关心他们是。
And they can tell in our lives what the true testimony is.
那么他们也可以察觉出那真实的见证。
And so John wanted to bring us back there.
所以约翰要把我们带回到那个光景。
We remember when the Lord was announced that He would come.
当我们的主他宣告说他要来的时候。
He said His name would be Emmanuel.
他说他的名字叫以马内利。
That God would be with us.
神要与我们同在。
And brothers and sisters, that's who He was.
弟兄姐妹们，那个就是他我们的主是谁。
And in 1 John, John wrote three titles for the Lord.Three names.
那在约翰一书里边，那约翰记载了三个主的三个名字。
In chapter one,
第一章
，God is light.
那主是光。
In chapter four,
第四章
，God is love.
主是爱。
And in the second to last verse,
然后倒数第二节
，He says that the Lord Jesus Christ is eternal life.
耶稣基督是永远的生命。
And brothers and sisters, for this first afternoon, we'd like to consider God is light, God is love, and God is life.
那我们第一个下午我们就要来看这三个名字，主是光，主是爱，主也是生命。
Now, when I was first considering this topic before the Lord, I thought perhaps I should separate into the three messages, light, love, and life.
那我在准备的时候，我在想是不是要分成三个分成三个道一个是光，一个是爱，一个是生命。
But the Lord was very clear.
但是主非常的清楚。
Don't separate them.
不要分开。
And the reason I think in these days is because he's been separated among the people of God.
因为我觉得这原因是因为他我们的主好像在神儿女当中被切开一样。
You know, the enemy to the Lord, his adversary, is such a master strategist.
你知道我们的主的敌人，他是真是很会来计谋的一位。
He's taken a wedge and he's separated light and love.
那他就拿一个尖的一个东西，就把爱还有生命给分开，把光和分开。
So that some brothers and sisters, we know that God is light.
所以一些弟兄姐妹他知道主是。
And in him there is no darkness at all.
在他里边完全没有黑暗。
It speaks to the fact that God is good.
他就说到主是美好的。
He is just.
他是公义的。
He is righteous.
他是公义的。
And in him there is no sin.
在他里边没有罪。
He cannot tolerate sin.
他不能够容忍罪。
It is entirely foreign to him.
对他来说是一个很陌生的一个东西。
And he cannot be near sin.
他也不能够接触。
This is a truth of the Lord.
这是主的一个真理。
And so as we go through this world, we realize that there's so much darkness.
我们在世界看的时候，我们发现有很多黑暗的东西。
And so we feel that we must make a stand for the light of God.
所以我们觉得我们要为主的光来做一个见证。
And of course this is true, brothers and sisters, that God is light.
这当然是真的，我们的主是光。这当然是真的一件事情。
And in him there is no darkness at all.
那是在他里边没有黑暗。
Other brothers and sisters have grasped onto God is love.
那另外一些弟兄姐妹，他们就紧紧抓住主是爱。
And he is love.
那我们的主是爱。
He is an unconditional love.
他完全没有条件的爱。
The Bible didn't say that God loves.
主并没这个圣经里边没有说神来就是爱我们。
Nor that God has light.
或者说神有光。
John wrote, God is love and God is light.
约翰写到神是光也是爱。
And when he speaks of love,
当他讲到爱的时候
the love is unconditional.
那是一个没有条件的爱。
It is a love that has no boundary.
没有一个边界的一个爱。
We have in our lives experienced something of this love.
那我在我们生命里边，我们或多或少体验到这样一个爱。
Something that is real.
一个真实的一个。
It broke us down.
来破碎我们。
It cut into our heart.
那就是像一个东西来扎到我们心里。
When we saw our sins.
当我们看到我们自己的罪。
When we realized that God loves us.
我们明白神爱我们。
We believed in him.
我们也相信他。
And we were saved.
我们也被就要这样我们被得
救。But there will be one day, brothers and sisters, when we stand in his presence.
但是有一天我们要站在他的同在里边。
And the fullness of this love will impact us.
主丰满的爱要来完全要来震撼我们。
And when that happens,
当那发生 发生的时候
we will realize that we did not even know the beginning of it.
我们就会发觉我们根本就不知道这个爱是从哪里开始的。
The fullness of it.
它的丰满。
His love will chase us down no matter how far we have run.
不管我们跑到哪里，他的爱都会来跟随我们。
It knows no end.
这样的爱根本就不知道禁止。
But the question is,
但是问题是，
how can God be love and God be light?
但神怎么能够又同时是光又是爱呢？
How can it be that he will chase me down as far as I might run away, but when he finds me, he finds a broken down sinner with nothing good in him?
当他用他的爱来追我们追到尽头的时候，所找到的一位就是一个所破碎的一个罪人而已。
How can this be justified?
这怎么来能够来能够来这是怎么是一件公义的一件事情呢？
And even if we could justify those two,
尽管我们能够说来够说这件事是一件公义的一件事情。
God is life.
神是生命。
And generation after generation, the work of the devil is to make what was once alive dead to us.
一代又一代仇敌的工作就是把曾经是活的东西变成一个死的东西。
Brothers and sisters, if your generation learned that God is love and God is light, the enemy's work will be for the following generation that those things might become death.
弟兄姐妹，对你们这一代来说，神可能是光也是爱，但是对下一代来说，可能就成一个死的一个东西。
Life cannot be duplicated.
生命是不能就是被复制的。
It is one of a kind.
那是很独特的一个东西。
It is either there or it is not.
要么有要么就没有。
Sometimes we hear on the radio that someone is half dead.
有的时候我们听广播说某某位半死。
Brothers and sisters, there's alive or dead.
要么活着要么就是死掉了。
Life cannot be duplicated.
生命是不能被复制的。
Sometimes we can try to mimic it.
有的时候我们可以来模仿。
In my home, I have a one-eyed bulldog.
在我家里边有这么一个一条狗，就一只眼睛。
When we lived in the Bay Area, he chased a skunk.
我当初我们在住在湾区的时候，这条狗它来追一个那个臭鼬。
The skunk skunked him.
然后这个臭鼬它就那臭气就出来。
And then my dog ran into a bush.
然后那这条狗就跑到一个树丛里面去了。
Poked his eye.
然后就扎到他的眼睛。
We took the eyeball out.
就把他眼球给弄出来了。
I was tempted to not do it.
我不想这么来做。
Because it was so expensive.
因为太贵了。
But he now is a one-eyed bulldog.
那现在这个狗就是一只眼睛。
One time, a sister gave my children a gift.
有一次，我的姊妹买给我孩子一件礼物。
No, it was a sister.
一个姊妹，另外一个姊妹。
And she had cut the eye out.
她就把这个礼物的眼睛给
It was a stuffed animal.
那是一个宠一个玩具。
And took the eye out and sewed it closed.
然后他把那个玩具娃娃的眼睛，一只眼睛给拿下来。
And of course, my kids loved it because it looked just like our dog.
我孩子们很喜欢，因为长得就像那狗一样。
And they would play with it and make noises.
然后就和那个玩，然后弄声音出来。
But any one of us would look at it and say, you know, this is not real.
但是我们就说这根本就不是真的嘛。
But it kind of looks real.
那好像是看起来是真的。
But you know, one day, brothers and sisters, if I took that stuffed animal for a walk.
那如果有一天我拉着这个宠物的这个玩具，我拉到街上去走
，It would not look right.
那根本就很奇怪了。
Because it's not alive.
因为那不是活的东西。
Life is special.
生命是很特殊的一件事情。
And life when it's in us, it causes us to be able to bear a living testimony.
这个生命在我们里边，就让我们能够做一个生命的见证。
We can mimic.
我们可以模仿。
We can copy.
我们可以来拷贝。
But in the end,
但是最后来说
，First John, the last verse tells us it's just idolatry.
这个约翰福音最后呢也 说到这样做就是拜偶像。
John told us in the second to last verse, the Lord Jesus is eternal life. And right afterwards he says, guard yourselves from idols.
当他最倒数第二节那里说我们的主是生命，下面就是说保守你们从这些偶像里边出来。
Because the idols are death.
因为偶像是死的东西。
And traditions are death.
传统也是死的东西。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think John, though, had a little advantage.
那弟兄姐妹，我想约翰他有一点的优势。
You see, when the Lord was crucified,
当主被钉在十字架上
，and John was watching him struggle to breathe.
约翰看到主在十字架上很艰难的呼吸。
All of a sudden, the Bible tells us that the Lord looked at him.
圣经就记载，主突然。
And if you can imagine being near John and seeing him look at you,
你就想象你站在约翰的角度上，主突然来这么来看你。
I think John was all of a sudden listening.
我想约翰就突然他就会来注意我们的主。
Standing next to John,
站在约翰旁边
was the Lord's mother,
是主的母亲
Mary,
玛利亚。
Mary, the Bible tells us, treasured many things about the Lord in her heart.
玛利亚圣经里面说她宝贵主的很多的东西。
She remembered them.
她也记得这些。
And so she was there with him.
所以她在那边和我们的主在一起。
And the Lord joined them together.
然后主把他们放在一起。
After the Lord was resurrected,
当主复活以后
and John came back home,
约翰回到家
and Mary was there.
玛利亚也在那里。
Brothers and sisters, what do you think they talked about?
弟兄姐妹，你就设想一下，他们会在一起来说什么事情。
I am quite sure that John asked her to share with him all the things that she remembered about him.
那我想约翰一定就会问玛利亚所记得主一切的事情。
And she would have told him all of the small things that he did.
玛利亚就会告诉他主所做很多的一些细节的东西。
The things that she remembered about him.
他所记得的
The times when the Lord said to give someone your cloak, she would say, he always did that.
当主说要把你的衣服要给别人，他这么说，他也这么做。
The things he said was the way he lived.
他所说的，他也这样活出来。
And she would say, these things are true of him.
他就玛利亚就会说，这些都是对主来说都是真实的。
And so I think in this perspective,
所以当我们用这个角度来看的时候
John saw something of the Lord that he needed to share.
约翰看到主的一些东西他要和众人来分享。
He is light.
他是光。
He is love.
他是爱。
And he is life.
他也是生命。
And he's all those three at the same time.
同时他是也是三样，他也都是三样。
Who else can be like this?
除了他以外谁能够是这样的？
John wrote about him.
约翰写到他。
In his gospel.
在他写的福音书里边。
He wrote things about him that were not recorded in other places.
他写的东西在其他的书里边都没有记载。
But in his effort to draw us back to the real authentic Lord.
在他努力要把写一个真实的耶稣写出来的时候。
He wrote them down.
他把它写出来。
For us.
为我们来写出来。
Stories about light, love, and life.
他就写这些关于光关于爱关于生命的这些故事
all at the same time
同时发生的这些事情
and of course we can't talk about all of them
当然我们不能都讲到
but by the Lord's grace let's think about how he spent his Passovers
那靠主恩典我们来看主是怎么来过逾越节的
because Passover represented all of the things that were worrisome to John
因为逾越节就是约翰非常所关注所担心的一件事情
Because we remember centuries ago that it was very real that a family on that night would have taken their lamb and painted the wall of their door with the blood of the Passover lamb
因为在多少年以前就这件事情就真真实实发生在以色列的家里边他们把羊杀掉把他的血涂在门框上面
It was very real that the families heard the wailing of cries and pain that the Bible tells us would never be heard again
他们也真真实实听到那些失掉长子的家长们他们的痛嚎，他们说这件事也不会再发生了。
Brothers and sisters, these things were real.
弟兄姐妹，这是真实的事情。
But over so many generations,
但是这么多代过去以后
，Passover represented exactly the worry that we should have for ourselves.
逾越节的所代表的那个担忧，应该就是成为我们自己的担忧。
What was life, alive became dead.
曾经是活的，现在是死的。
And the touch of life.And light and love is gone.
那个真实的光，真实的的爱和真实的生命都不见了。
And in its place,
所代替的
is just a form.
就是一个外表的一个东西。
And the form drives God's people away.
这些外表的东西把人从神面前驱就赶走了。
Rather than bringing us near,
而不是把人带到神的面前来。
How we should fear this, brothers and sisters.
我们应该如何的来？敬畏这件事情。
And how we should fear that our children might get that sense from us.
我们也注意如何要注意我们的孩子，我们的孩子如何从我们身上来得到这一点。
That this is who the Lord is to us.
就是对我们来说，我们的主就是这样子。
The Lord's first Passover was recorded in John chapter 3.
我们主过的第一次逾越节是记载到约翰福音第三章。
The Lord had begun to minister.
我们的主开始服事。
Let's turn to verse 13.
我们翻到第十三节。
John chapter 3, verse 13.
约翰福音第三章第十三节。
Oh, I'm sorry, it's John chapter, I'm sorry, I got the chapter wrong. It's John chapter 4, verse...
第四章。
Why am I totally lost here? I'm so sorry. I can't even find where I'm supposed to go. I found the second Passover. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. John chapter 2, verse 13.
第二章第十三节。
And the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
第十三节，犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
And he found in the temple those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers seated.
看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有换兑换银钱的人坐在那里。
And he made a scourge of cords and drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who were selling the doves, he said, "Take these things away. Stop making my father's house a house of merchandise."
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，到处兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子，又对卖鸽子的说：“把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店做买卖的地方。”
And so, brothers and sisters, we see that this first Passover, when the Lord came into the temple,
第一次逾越节的时候，我们的主来到圣殿里边。
What he saw,
他所看到的
had nothing to do with love,
和
爱, nothing to do with light,
和光,
and nothing to do with life.
和生命完全没有关系。
What had happened to this very important memory was that people had begun to go through the motions.
所记载的就是这些人他们只是做一个外表一个动作。
People came.
人来了。
They didn't even need to prepare anything.
他们什么都不用准备。
They could come and they could purchase the oxen or the sheep.Or the dove.
他们可以买牛、买羊、买鸽子。
They could get rid of their guilty conscience by running through the outward behavior.
那他们可以通过外表的一些动作来解决他们罪的罪恶感。
They had taken shortcuts.
他们走捷径。
And brothers and sisters, what we see is life back then is not so different than life today.
那个时候的生活和我们现在生活没有那么太大的区别。
It's the seeking of the convenient.
就是为了方便。
The smallest invasion of the Lord Jesus into our life.
就是主耶稣就是一点点来进到我们生命里边的时候。
And yet enough so that we could satisfy the guilt in our heart.
就是足够一点点就足满足我们这个罪恶感的需要。
I remember one year when we were at PCIC, that my wife was in the foyer on the outside of the building.
我记得有一次在
in San Jose, in Mountain View.
在 Mountain View 聚会的时候，我的姊妹站在聚会的外边大门那里。
And she said a man came in.
她说她看到一个一位男士进来。
And asked if this was a church.
她问这是不是一个教会。
And my wife said yes.
我的姊妹说是。
And then he wanted to find the offering box.
她说她要找那个奉献箱。
And I think some brothers and sisters invited him to stay.
我想那个就是有些弟兄姐妹就请他要进来。
And he said no, no, and he just put the offering in the box.
他说不用了，他就把钱放在奉献箱里面。
And then he left.
他就走了。
You see, brothers and sisters, what was happening was he was trying to satisfy, or I'm sorry, atone for a guilty conscience.
你看他所做就是为了满足他那个罪恶感，来解决罪恶感一个需要。
He had some sense of light.
他对光有一点的感觉。
He had some sense that he had done something wrong that needed atonement.
他也知道他做错的事情需要做一个弥补。
But he thought that the way to do it was this quick way.
那他就找到这么一个捷径。
But the Lord on that day, when he saw the money changers with the offerings, he knew that these things could not do what must be done.
那当主看到那些兑换银钱，看到这些买卖的东西，他知道这些根本对罪完全没有用的。
We are reminded in Hebrews chapter 10, in 1 Samuel, and in Hosea that the Lord is not after these outward things.
我们知道在希伯来书，在
First Samuel，
这个何西雅书，那在这里面记得神根本就不在乎这些事情。
The Lord was after our heart.
主来看到我们的心里的东西。
And he.Need, and an offering needed to be made that was worthy to be able to pay for our sins.
我们的奉献要配得来解决我们罪的问题。
And so this was unacceptable to the Lord when he came in.
所以对主来说，他看这些东西完全就不能被接受。
He saw these.
他看到这些。
And his heart was stirred.
他的心被震动。
And so he created a whip, a scourge.
他用绳子做成鞭子。
And just imagine the scene, brothers and sisters, and he began to whip.
他就用鞭子来抽打。
And then he took the tables and he overturned them.
他把桌子掀翻了桌子。
And the coins went flying.
然后这些钱都撒在地上。
And tinkering all over the place, and the sound and the noise.
就撒的到处都是，然后各种那些噪音。
And the ox.
牛啊什么的。
Mooing.
牛在那里叫。
And the sheep bleeding.
然后羊也在那里叫。
And the feathers flying everywhere from the doves.
然后那些鸽子的羽毛都飞得到处都是。
And then we look at the man.
然后我们看到这一个人。
With the whip in his hand.
在他手里有这个鞭子。
The zeal in his heart.
在他里面有这样一个热心。
This is my father's house.
这是我父的殿。
This is the place that is of the highest preciousness.
这是最高最宝贵的一个地方。
And you have changed it.
但是你们却改变了
a place of merchandise.
成了一个做买卖的地方。
And he would not stand for it.
他更不能够容忍这样的事情。
What had happened is we could not satisfy the requirement of light.
那些所看到的事情不能够满足光的要求。
In this excuse.
也不能成为一个借口。
For the price that must be paid in 3 years.
对于三年以后要付上那个代价来相比来说。
It hurt his heart.
他真是来伤他的心。
It hurt his father's heart.
也伤了父的心。
How it all kept going this way.
如果他们继续这样下去。
And it also did not satisfy the requirement of love.
那也不满足爱的要求。
Because the Lord was looking for those who love him.
因为主在寻找那些爱他的人。
Who come and enjoy being in his presence.
那些愿意来到他面前来享受他同在那些人。
Who understand that we come with an offering in our heart like Abel.
像我们来到面前，在心里边有这一个像亚伯在心里边有这样一个奉献。
To love to be in his presence.
愿意爱慕在他的面前。
Knowing that he loves for us to be in his presence.
明白他也喜悦我们在他的面前。
And he could not stand for it.
他不能够容忍这样的
事情。Because what these things represented, these offerings for sale, is if we fell into this habit, this tradition of doing this, that the youngest ones.The new ones, the new believers, the ones who are curious, could never know what it is that God loved them.
如果说我们就是保持这样的传统买卖这样的传统的话，那些我们下一代初信的人，他们看到这些，他们完全不能够明白神对我们真正的爱。
We would always think that all that God is interested in is that we go through these motions.
别人就会误解说好像神所感兴趣的就是我们所做外表的这些的东西。
And if we think this way,
如果我们这么来想
and we pass that along to generation and generation,
我们就把这些一代一代这样传下去
then we should be removed.
我们真是要被挪开了。
Because that is a secret way that the enemy has blocked others from drawing near to the Lord.
因为这是仇敌用一个很诡诈一个技巧把人从他面前把人从他的面把从神的面前来躲开
Because outward things, brothers and sisters, it's easy to copy them.
因为外表的东西实在是太容易
And the opportunity to draw near is stolen from us.
来到他面前的机会就被偷窃了
This is so important that we remember this first story.
所以这第一个故事我们要记住。
And of course we think of life.
那我们在想生命。
This going through motions, the Lord saw there was no life.
我们就做外表这些动作完全就没有生命。
People wanted to be out of there as quickly as they could.
人们就想赶快去赶快回来。
This isn't where they could grow.
这根本没有成长。
Because life grows.
因为生命要成长。
It's born.
它出生
and it grows.
然后要成长
and this is not a place where life grows.
那个地方根本就不是生命成长的地方
this is a place where life was killed.
那是生命被杀掉的地方
and it needed to be feared.
那我们要敬畏这
and so that's why the Lord was so dramatic in what he did.
所以我们的主做出如此这么大的一个动作出来
it was intolerable to him.
因为他不能容忍这样的事情
and so this was his first Passover, brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姐妹这是主的第一次的逾越节
There was no light.
没有光
There was no love.
也没有爱
And there was no life.
也没有生命
Now, the second Passover
第二个逾越节
is where the hot sauce comes in.
就是这个辣酱要出现的地方
Brothers and sisters, forgive me.
弟兄姐妹请原谅我
We think that, and scholars think that the second Passover is in chapter 5.
这个学者他们看第二个逾越节在第五章的时候
And it speaks of a feast of the Jews.
就讲到犹太人的宴席
But because we're not sure that it's the Passover, I just have to let you know that the Bible tells us that it is a feast of the Jews.
因为但我并不是很肯定因为那里第五章只是说到犹太人的一个宴席
Now during this festival,
在这个
We know that all of the outward religion of the world is being expressed in its grandest form.
外表的世界上的宗教的动作被很大的给彰显出来。
Where did the Lord go on this day?
在这样一个情况下，我们的主去哪里呢
？There was a gate that entered into Jerusalem called the Sheep Gate.
那去耶路撒冷有一个门叫羊门。
And by the Sheep Gate there was a pool.
在羊门那里有一个池子。
It was called Bethesda.
叫比士大。
Now Bethesda, you may or may not know, is also the city in the United States where one of our greatest hospitals is located.
你知道，这个比士大也是在美国一个城市的名字，那里有全美国最好的医院。
It is a military hospital.
是个军事医院。
And it takes care of our soldiers and our veterans who are the most sick, the most ill.Go to that hospital.
那些老兵，最病，这个情况病得最厉害，这些老兵会送到那个医院去。
And they named it this because that's what Bethesda was like in Jerusalem.
他们取叫别那个城市要取别士大，就是根据圣经的这里这个别士，别士大这个取。
It was a place where the sick and the lame and the blind and the forgotten would go.
这个泉就是那些被忘记、瞎眼的、瘸腿的人会去的一个地方。
We remember the way people thought at the time.
我们记得那个时候人们是怎么来看这件事情。
In John chapter 9, when there was a man blind on the roadside.
在约翰福音第九章有一个瞎眼的在路旁。
And the people asked, did this man sin or did his parents that he should be blind?
有人就问是不是这个人犯罪了或者他父母犯罪了所以这个人他出生就是瞎眼。
It is the way we thought.
这是我们人的想法。
And so this place, Bethesda, was filled with people who either they had sinned or their parents had sinned that they should be in this situation.
那所以在 毕士大这个泉的旁边那些人，就是要么是他们自己犯罪，要么是父母犯罪，这种人他们在泉那里。
Because if you were there, you deserved it.
因为如果你在那里的话，你值得去那里。
And you were forgotten.
因为你是一个被遗忘的一群人。
And every so often an angel would come.
时不时的就会有一个天使来。
And it would come into the waters and stir up the waters.
会来到泉那里来搅动泉水。
And whoever could fall into the water first would be healed.
第一个进泉水的人就会得到医治。
And so everyone came to Bethesda because it was hope.
因为这些人来到毕士大泉水这里，因为他们有盼望。
In the world's eyes, it was a place of condemnation.
在世人的眼里边，这个地方是被世人所定罪的一个地方。
And there, and to these people who were there, it was the place where they had hope.
但是对这群人来说，这个地方是一个有盼望的地方。
But it wasn't like there was a line.
那并不是说
or a queue.
并不是说那时候就人们就会老老实实排队。
Everyone just waited, and whomever was next would fall in.
每个人就在泉旁边等着，就争着要第一个跳进去。
It was like it was madness.
就很疯狂的一个。
When the water would be stirred up, it was every man for himself.
你的泉水被搅动的时候，每个人都要抢着第一个进去。
And like a stampede.
就是冲进去。
I remember when I went to China and I remember when the elevator door opened.You know, I was waiting for the people to come out, and everyone behind me just stampeded into the elevator.
我去中国的时候，有一次我就记着，在电梯里面，电梯门打开了。
My children were trapped in the back of the elevator.
然后我就等着人出来，但是我后边人就一窝蜂就冲进去了，然后我孩子就被挤在里边。
When the water was stirred up, it was a stampede.
就是当泉水被搅动的时候，一帮人就挤进去。
You might have been run over.
你可能被人踩到脚底下。
And there was a man here who had been there for 38 years.
有一位在那里等了38年。
We think the Lord at this point was probably 30 or 31.
那个时候我们主大概是30或者31岁。
And so even in the world's timeline, 7 or 8 years before the Lord was born, he already knew he was there.
你知道在我们世人来看，主出生的七八年以前，这个人就在泉那里。
The Lord knew he was there for so long.
我们的主也知道这个人在泉水那里这么长时间。
And the Lord was born and lived and grew up, and 31 years later, he made it a decision in his heart that he was going to come to find him.
那我们的主出生长大31年以后，他决定那一天他要去这个地方。
And he came to this place.And he asked him a question that I think would have been obvious.
那他来到这个地方，他问了一个很明显的问题。
And he asked him if he wished to be healed.
他问他，你愿不愿意得到医治？
And the man told him that whenever the water gets stirred up, someone steps in ahead of me.
他就说，每一次泉水被搅动的时候，总有人在我前面跳进去。
And he added something.
然后他又说，
He said, "There's no one to help me."
没有人帮助我。
Now, brothers and sisters, this man.
那弟兄姐妹，这么一个人
，His name was，
他的名字
，Oh, you know, he has no name.
你说他根本就没有名字。
He was no one.
他谁都不是。
In the world，
他在世人看来一文不值。
If he passed away, nobody would notice.
如果他哪天死掉，人们根本就不会在意这件事情。
But brothers and sisters, we know that the Lord knew who he was.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们的主知道这个人是谁。
The Lord loved him.
我们的主爱他。
And the love came to him that day.
爱那天就来到
Asked him,
来到这个人。
Do you wish to be healed?
你愿不愿意得到医治？
An obvious question.
很明显的一个问题。
And his heart's burden came out.
他心里面一个负担就出来。
I'm not fast enough to get in.
我不够快来进到泉里。
And nobody will help me.
没有人来帮助我。
Now, brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姐妹们。
Who is this forgotten man?
这个被遗忘的人是谁呢？
You know, in the world, there are many forgotten people.
你知道在这个世界上多少人都是被遗忘的。
And the Lord is looking for everyone.
但是我们的主看顾每一个。
And the worshippers of tradition were celebrating the feast.
那些纪念传统的人，他们在那里有宴席。
Not so far away physically.
他们最身体来说并不是很远。
But in their hearts, they were very, very far away.
但是他们心里边却非常的遥远。
With no intention to help.
他们在心里面根本就没有帮助别人的意念。
And brothers and sisters, what we see is this man was completely and entirely forgotten.
那弟兄姐妹，我们看到的这一位就是完全被世人所遗忘的一位。
Tradition has a way of forgetting people.
你知道传统就是很容易让人遗忘一些事情。
Tradition has a way of laying blame.
然后传统很让人就是指责别人。
And what ends up happening is there are casualties of this.
那我们所看到，因为有这样的情况，就很多人就受到了伤害。
And I don't think, brothers and sisters, that we fear this as we should.
那弟兄姐妹，我们觉得我们对这件事情没有足够的敬畏的一个心。
Because there are many forgotten.
因为有很多被遗忘的人。
And when people are forgotten,
当人被遗忘的时候
the most terrible thing happens.
那最可怕的事情就会发生。
They think that the Lord does not love them.
他们就会认为我们的主不爱这些人。
And that the Lord is not coming.
主也不会来到这些人的当中。
You know, through the years, I think that we have seen many people come and go.
我在想，这么多年来，多少人来了，有多少人又走了。
Of course, what is difficult for us sometimes is to see that sometimes generations leave.
那有的时候，我们甚至会发现整个一代的人都不见了。
It's not because what the Lord showed to us was not real.
并不是说我们主所给我们看到的不是真实的。
I think it's because we love them so much.
而是因为我们真是很爱他们。
That what was real to us, we pressed onto them.
我们对我们所真实的东西，我们就要强加在他们的身上。
And they didn't understand.
他们也不明白。
And what ended up happening is, we wanted it to be real to them so badly.
我们对他们想，太愿意想对他们是一个真实的一个样子。
That there was a pressure on them.
在他们身上有这么一个压力。
Manipulated by the enemy.
就是通过仇敌的这么一个动作。
And all of a sudden they were forgotten.
突然他们就被遗忘了。
It's easy to forget.
很容易就遗忘了。
And what we see, brothers and sisters, is that sometimes to convey to our next generations what is real to us, it requires that we can be able to draw near to them as the Lord did.
那当我们试着要把我们的主传给我们下一代的时候，那我们要做的就是给他们看我们的主是一位真实的一位。
To be able to come near.
能够来到他的靠近他。
And talk to them.
然后和他们来讲。
You know, it's hard for us.
不容易。
Because in our culture,
在我们的文化里边，
there is a natural separation between generations.
很天然的就一代和一代之间有一个隔阂。
There's a language barrier.
有语言的隔阂。
And between any father, son, or mother, son, there's always, you know, dad, you're just so not cool.
这个父母和孩子们中间总会说我老爸太土了。
It's hard.
就是很难。
But we shared earlier that children know when you're trying.
但是孩子们知道我们在那里尝试努力的时候，我们的孩子知道。
And when we try,
当我们尝试的时候，
we have a chance.
我们就有这个机会。
And it's hard.
但是很难。
You know, I grew up this way.
我就是这么成长的。
I'm in my 40s now.
我现在记得我四十多了。
And the memory of it still stings.
我的记忆还是很清晰。
And I feel that we can't allow the coming generations to be forgotten, and we certainly cannot hide behind our culture in order for that to happen.
那我们不能够让我们的下一代被遗忘，也不能，我们也不能说找 传统或者一个文化的借口让这件事情来发生。
I asked a brother once about how he or why he was leaving.
那有一次我问一个弟兄，你为什么要离开我？
He said, I grew up knowing that I shouldn't celebrate Christmas.
他说我知道我成长的时候我们说我们不庆祝圣诞节。
But I didn't know that anyone cared about me.
但是我觉得教会里面根本没有人来关心我。
Now, I told you, brothers and sisters, this part would sting a little bit.
那我就说这一点有点扎心。
I asked the Lord if I should share this or not, and I felt a burden that I needed to.
我问主我要不要来讲这一点，但是主给我一个负担要讲出来。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot forget them.
弟兄姐妹，我们不能够忘记他们。
He has entrusted to us those things that are most precious to him.
他把对他对主来说最宝贵的东西托付给我们。
And we need to reach out to them on their terms.
我们必须要通过他们所能够接受的方法来接触他们。
Not sacrificing light.
不是，不，不是要舍掉光
，but filled with love，
而是要充满的满了爱
，and the ability to engage，
然后来和他们来接触
，so that they have a chance，
所以他们就有一个机会
，to know what is real to us，
来知道对我们来说什么是真实
，because if we can't even eat lunch with them，
如果我们连和他们都不能在一起吃午饭
，we will never be able to convey to them，
我们永远。没有根本就没有机会
The precious things by which we meet.
就是我们靠着一个宝贵的名我们这样机会
We cannot forget them.
我们不能忘记他
The Lord did not forget anyone.
我们的主不会遗忘任何一位
He knew exactly the sufferings of all those who were hidden in the world.
他知道那些被世人所憎恨所遗忘的那些人他每一位他都知道
And he came to find us.
他来寻找我们。
He found us when we were in greatest difficulty.
当我们在最艰难的时候，他寻找我们。
And the funny thing about this man is we asked at the beginning, was it that he sinned or that his parents sinned?
有意思一点就是有人问这个人是因为他犯罪还是他父母犯罪。
When he came back to the Lord,
他来到主那里。
The Lord said to him, sin no more.That nothing further may befall you.
那他就是主跟他讲，不要再犯罪，以后这件事情就不要在你身上发生
了。The truth is, brothers, is all of this is caused by sin.
你说，弟兄姐妹，这些事都是因为我们罪的原因。
It just is this way.
这就是因为这就是事实。
But as the Lord said in John chapter 9, but these things happen that the glory of God may be displayed in our lives.
那但是约翰福音第九章那里说，这些事情发生乃是要把荣耀归于神。
There was light.
有光
we have sinned.
我们有罪
But there was a love
但是那里边有爱
that chased him down.
那来追寻追求追追寻他们
You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, we need to forgive.
那我们时候有些时候我们需要来赦免
And if perhaps you, brother or sister, have not met with the Lord,or with the people of God in some time because of difficulty with when you were raised.
那如果在我们当中有些的弟兄姐妹，你们和主或者和主的人已经有一段时间没有任何接触了，原因是因为你成长的时候有一些的打击。
You know we are sinners.
你知道我们都是罪人。
Forgive.
要赦免。
We hope that.You will come back.
我们希望你会回来。
Maybe not among our circles. Doesn't have to be.
不一定非要回到我们当中。不一定，你可以在别处。
But please don't blame the Lord.
但是不要来指责我们的主。
For when men have forgotten you.
当人来遗忘你的时候。
Come back.
回来。
He is great.
他是伟大的那一位。
Life is greater.Than tradition.
生命是胜过传统的。
Life gives us joy.
生命也给我们喜乐。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
求主怜悯我们。
The third Passover.
第三个逾越节。
This time the Bible says it's Passover, so I don't have to say the festival of the Passover. In chapter 6.
这里面圣经就很明显的说是一个逾越节，在第六章。
Again, all of the things were going on.
发生很多事情,
outward glory,
外边的荣耀,
minus the presence of God.
除掉神的同在,
and the Lord was on the near the Sea of Galilee.
我们的主在加利利海旁,
no, on the north side, north now, north of where he was before.
他在现在在北边,
and there were 5,000 people listening to him. I'm sorry, 5,000 men listening to him.
5,000个男士在听他讲,
and the Lord sensed that they were hungry. And so he approached Philip and said, where shall we go to get bread that they may eat? And Philip, being very practical, said, even if we had, you know, 7 months worth of salary, we couldn't go and buy enough food for all these people.
没有，也不够来喂这5,000人。
And of course, he was right.
他当然是没错。
And the Lord looked on these people, and he knew they were hungry.
我们的主看这些人, 知道这些人都很饿。
See, the Lord knew that some were there because they were curious.
我们的主知道有些人在那里因为他们好奇。
Some of were there because they were hungry, which he says later on.
后边就会提到。
And then some of them were there because they were searching and knew that there was something special about this man. And so he wanted to give them something to eat. The Lord had a way with crowds. John recorded another time where the crowd was pressing in on him.
当一处记载到众人都拥挤耶稣的时候，
and this woman who had been hemorrhaging came up and touched his garment.
我就记载到有一个多少年有血漏一个妇女来碰到我们的主的衣襟，
and she was immediately healed.
这个女士马上立刻就被 医治了。
And the Lord turns around and says, who touched me?
我们的主转过身来问谁碰了我。
You know, the disciples are thinking, there are, I don't know how many thousands of people here pressing in on you. Well, they all touched you.
好几千人都来拥挤你，你还问谁来碰你吗？
But the Lord knows when someone is searching in their heart.
但是我们的主知道，如果有一个他心里边来寻求他，我们的主知道。
He knows when we're hiding in a crowd, but there's something in our heart that's empty.
但我们，他知道我们在好像很高，但是我们心里有空虚，我们的主知道。
And so they were all there.
那他们这些人都在那里。
And the Lord knew they were hungry.
我们的主知道他们也都饿。This
is a wonderful thing about him.
对主来说，这是很奇妙的一件事情。The
Lord is, he's so down to earth.
我们的主很现实啊。He's
so, he understands the challenges of daily life.
他也明白我们生活的艰难。
You know, it's interesting because when he engages us sometimes, in our regular days, you know, we find it's so down to earth. I was sharing with some young people last week that sometimes now I even have the impression in my heart that the Lord wants me to go through my day with him.
我上个星期我和年轻人来分享的时候，我就讲主好像和愿意和我来分享我心里的事情。
So I pull out the iPhone.
我把我的苹果手机拿出来。
And I have my calendar.
我拿出我的这个时间表。
And then, you know, there's all these things that you have to do. And I can share them with him to say, I know what's coming. As the Lord, I know this is not going to be a nice meeting. And, you know, I can share those with him.
那真的，我时间表各样的东西，我跟他讲，我就有很多事情要来，我可以跟主讲各种各样的事情。
He's just that way.
我们的主就是这样。
He's interested in our life.
他对我们的生活感兴趣,
our regular life,
我们平时日常生活的,
so that his glory can be manifested from moment to moment.
所以他的荣耀可以, 我们生一时时他的可以彰显出来。
And you know, if you and I were walking down the street with our children, you know, our children running everywhere like a swarm of bees, and the Lord were walking down, you know, some of them would just dart off and run towards him.
比如说如果 我们带我们的孩子在大街上走，他们跑来跑去的，然后突然主对面走过来，这帮孩子就冲到他的面前。
And you know the Lord, they were just right at home with him.
然后主就会很亲切的来接待这些孩子们。
They're just like coming home.
那些孩子对他说像回到家一样。
Maybe all the spiritual ones of us, you know, don't bother the Lord with the kids.
那些属灵的人说不要让这些孩子来烦我们的主。
Not so.
不是这个样子。
So down to earth.
我们的主很现实。
And so Phil, and they were all hungry.
腓力他们都很饿。
And so Philip says this, and he's right.
他腓力所说的也不错。
Now this is a story about brotherhood.
那这个是关于我们弟兄的一个故事。
Because Andrew comes forward.
安德烈他来，他进前来。
And Andrew said,
安德烈说
，You know, there's this boy here.
有这些的一个小男孩。
And he has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
他有五筐的这个五饼二鱼。
But what is that to so many?
但是这么多人，那这点有什么用呢
？Now Philip was looking with his eyes.
那腓力他来观察
，and he was accurate in his assessment.
那他的观察结果是正确。
And Andrew was looking maybe with faith.
那安德烈他好像用信心来看。
But he had a little protection for himself.
然后他自己有点自我保护。
What is that to so many?
那这么来说有什么用呢
？They were brothers.
他们都是弟兄。
They were serving together.
他们一起的在那里服侍。
One of them had a moment where he might have even forgotten what the Lord could do.
他们其中有一次的甚至几乎忘掉我们的主能够做什么事情。
The other one,
另外一个
he might have known the Lord could do something remarkable.
他可能知道我们的主可以做大事情。
And I think he honestly asked.But what is that to so many? But he did ease the blow on Philip a little bit.
他虽然在那里问，对众人来说这有什么作用呢？他这么做也是为了来保护，好像在那里保护腓力一样。
And then the Lord said, "Have them sit down."
主说让众人坐下。
And then you know what Philip is thinking.
那你知道这腓力在怎么想
？I should have brought the boy forward.
我们不应该把这孩子带过来。
I should have.
我应该把孩子带过来。
He's going to go, Lord Jesus, on me now.
他要彰显耶稣基督是谁了。
And he's going to do something remarkable.
他要做奇妙的事情了。
And he did.
那然后我们主就这么做。
He began to pass out the food.
我们主开始把食物传递出去。
And everyone was full.
那每个人都吃饱了。
You know, it's a story of brotherhood because when we serve together in the house of God,
讲到弟兄的话，我们在主的家里面一起来服侍。
Brothers and sisters together.
弟兄姐妹一起。
There is light.
那里就有光。
There is the truth of the Lord being He is the center of everything.
主的真理，然后他就成为我们一切的中心。
He has the power.
他有这样的能力。
You know, if you have Philip and Andrew and the boy and all the people and 5 loaves and 2 fish minus the Lord Jesus, that's it. Everyone's hungry.
你知道吗？有五千人，有一个孩子，五饼二鱼，腓力和安德烈在那里。但是没有主的话，每个人都还是饿的。
But the Lord, just Him.
但是主
，and there's it's so different.
就成为一切，就是改变了一切。他有这样的能力
，authority.
他有这样的荣耀
over the laws.
有能力超越的律法。
And then with Philip,
腓力。
It was a moment where he didn't get it exactly right.
虽然他没有说对。
And Andrew filled in the gap for him.
安德烈就帮助他一下。
And you know, sometimes you feel like if you make a mistake, you kind of feel a little embarrassed about it.
有的时候你做错点事情，你觉得不好意思。
I just came back from a conference in Seattle, and in the fourth message, I got the timeline wrong for.You know all the Old Testament things. I got two things switched up.
我上个星期刚从西雅图一个特会回来，第四堂的时候，我讲到把那个时间顺序给搞错了。
It was a big mistake.
很大的一个错误。
But thankfully, it did not affect the spirit of what the Lord was saying.
感谢主没有影响主的灵在那里讲话。
And this, I think, is a college student came and told me.
就是会后有一个大学生过来。
You know and. He was right.
你说他说对了。
It stings a little bit.
有点扎心。
But in the house of God,
那在主的家里面。
When we serve together,
我们一起来服侍。
There's one outcome that we're after.
我们都是追求一个结果。
The Lord might be glorified and gain a headship among His people.
我们的主要得荣耀，他在一切事上都要做首。
His testimony may go forward.
他的见证可以彰显出来。
It is not the story of Philip's success.
这个不是腓力一个成功的故事。
Nor is the story of Andrew's faithfulness.
也不是说安德烈他有多么忠心。
It is the story of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣的一个故事。
He is light.
他是光。
He loves.
他爱我们。
And he's full of life.
他是满了生命。
And we have the opportunity to serve together.
我们也有这样的机会来一起来服侍。
In this context.
在这样一个环境下面。
It's so wonderful.
非常美好。
I'm always so thankful for being able to serve with my brothers and sisters.
我能够和弟兄姐妹一起来服侍，我一直是满了感恩的。
It is an interaction of life.
因为这是生命的一个接触。
And that, of course, brings us to the last Passover.
那这边就带到来到最后一个逾越节。
On the last Passover, our Lord Jesus came into the city.
最后一个逾越节，我们的主来到耶路撒冷。
They
一个城市。
They were calling out to him.
这些人就来。
Hosanna in the highest.
就说Hosanna 在最应该得称颂的。
They thought that he was coming to free them.
他们觉得这一辈来是要来拯救他们。
In their minds, free them from the physical.
他们当然是他们就是从肉体上来拯救他们。
But the Lord was coming to free us, no doubt.
当然我们都知道我们的主真是来拯救我们。
And on that last Passover, when our Passover lamb was crucified for us.
当逾越节的那个逾越的羔羊被钉死。
And an interaction took place.
一个有这么一个互动。
You see, the Lord's adversary, he's a master, accountant.
你知道我们的主的仇敌是非常会做账，做会计。
He knows everything we owe.
他知道我们每个人所欠的。
Down to the penny.
每一分钱我们所欠，他都知道。
In payment for our sins.
我们所犯罪所欠的账。
And so in the end, the offering needed to be worthy of that great debt that we owed.
所以我们的这个献祭要。和这个罪来相比的话，要配得。
And so, when the Lord Jesus was crucified,
所以当我们的主被钉十字架
，on one end of the scale,
在这个天平的一边
，was all of the debt for all of us for all time.
众人历世历代众人的罪都放在这里。
And on the other end of the scale,
在天平另外一边
，what was to be determined,
我们就是要来看到底是什么在那里
，was whether this one Passover lamb.The worth of this one could counteract all the weight of death and sin that we had accumulated.
这一个逾越节的羔羊的血能不能够平掉历世历代众人所有人的犯的罪？
And of course, we give him the highest praise.
所以我们要把最高的赞美要归给他。
Because he leaves no doubt.
因为他没有留下任何的疑问在那里。
The lamb, he is worthy.
羔羊是配。
And so, when the transaction happened,
当这个交易发生以后
the requirements of light were met.
光的要求被满足了
All the darkness needed to be paid for.
黑暗就被解决掉了
Love was manifested.
爱被彰显出来
And then, brothers and sisters, John said, and I saw them take a spear, and they thrust it into his side.
然后约翰就那里记得说，我看到一个兵拿起一个枪。
And he said, and I saw it with my own eyes.
他说我亲眼看到
that blood and water came out.
水和血从他肋旁流出
And Peter would have written.
彼得也在那里写
We were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
我们都是见证人
We saw it with our eyes.
我们看到亲眼看到他的荣耀
And brothers and sisters, on that day when he died for us, his life was imparted to us.
当我们的主死掉以后，他把荣耀都给我们。
His life,
他的生命
was given to us,
也给我们。
And it came into our hearts,
也来到我们心里边。
And Peter says that we became like living stones.
彼得说我们就成了活石。
We could be joined together into a house of God.
我们能够 放在一起成为一个神的家。
Zeal for the house.
我们有对这个家有这样的热心。
You can tear this temple down, but in 3 days it will be raised up again.
三天要把这个圣殿要拆掉，不，圣殿拆掉，三天以你三天之内要把它重新建起来。
And his resurrection life became our life.
他复活的生命成为我们的生命。
So we might live.
所以我们可以活下去。
Light, love, and life.
光爱还有生命。
And they said they saw it with their own eyes.
他们亲眼看到。
And then the two who walked with the Lord on the road to Emmaus, they heard what he was saying.
在去Emmaus 那的路上那两个人，他们亲耳听到。
They said our hearts were burning.
他们的心在那里像火在那里烧。
He had been seen.
他被看到。
He had been heard.
他也被听到了。
And then when that last day when he came to Thomas.
当最后一天他来到托马斯那里。
And he said, and Thomas couldn't believe it.
托马斯他信不来。
And the Lord said to Thomas, he came alongside Thomas.
你说托马斯你过来。
He said, take here your hand.
把你的手伸出来。
Put it into my side.
放到我肋旁的伤口里面。
Be not unbelieving, but be believing.
不要不信乃是要信。
And they would go on and tell others that this was my experience.
他们就告诉别人这就是我的经历。
I saw him.
我看到他。
I heard him.
我听到他。
I felt him.
我触摸到他。
And he is real to me.
他对我来说是一位真实的一位。
And his testimony is real to me.
他的见证对我来说是真实的。
And so, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
in these days,
现在的这个时代
might we have a testimony that is true.
我们有一个真实的见证
and authentic.
一个绝对真实的见证
that we might share with another generation
我们能够与下一代来分享
of life
生命
righteousness
公义
love
还有爱
when John was on the island of Patmos
当约翰在拔摩海岛的时候
he received a vision of the Passover lamb
他就看到逾越节羔羊的这么一个意象
God was holding up a scroll
神在手里有一个书卷，一个卷。
The book had writing on the inside and on the outside.
在这个书卷里边，字写在里边，没有写在外边。
Sealed up.
是被封起来。
He held it up.
他拿起来。
And who is worthy to take the book and to break its seals?
谁配得拿起这个书卷，把这个印揭开
？This breaking of the seals was necessary.For the fulfillment of his purposes.
因为要揭开这个印，乃是要为了满足神的旨意。
And when no one was found,
没有找到配的那这。
John was weeping.
约翰在那里痛哭。
Until an elder said to him,
有一个长老对他讲
，There is one who is worthy.
有一位是配的。
And John looked.
然后约翰在那里看。
And it was the lamb just slain.
那就是被杀的羔羊。
A Passover lamb.
逾越节的羔羊。
And this lamb had a name.
那个羔羊有一个名字
，and that name was
他的名字就是
the Lion of the Tribe of Judah
犹大支派的狮子。
And tomorrow we will talk about that.
明天我们来继续来讲。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
低头祷告。
Lord, we worship you and thank you.
主，我们敬拜你，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, for drawing near to us when We were lost.
主，当我们失丧的时候，你来寻找我们。
And giving us a hope.
你给我们有这样的盼望。
We thank you, Lord, that in you there is no darkness at all.
主，我们感谢你在里面，在你里面没有黑暗。
And yet, because you loved us so much, you came to find us.
但是因为你如此爱我们，你来寻找我们。
And upon you fell all of my punishment.
主啊，你来替代我们罪的一切的刑罚。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
We pray, Lord, that you might have all of the glory among your people.
主，愿你在属你的人当中得到一切的荣耀。
Lord, this is your house.
主，这是你的家。
We pray you would feel free among us.
主，愿你在我们中能够自由的运行。
In your precious name, we pray.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.